It's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Tan Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
You're listening to Rockers in Recovery Radio. If you'd like to find out more information, go to rockersinrecovery.com or Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
George Massengill from the Chillbillies Music and Recovery tonight. George, give us a little bit more information about your recovery aspect, because you've been around for quite a while, 27, 28, and 29 years, something like that, right?
28. I'll be 29 in February. I got cleaned in February the 2nd, Groundhog Day in 1988. And, yeah, I've been that's 28 years, be 29 then, and I've been pretty active in the fellowship. I'd say pretty active, real active, still got a lot of meetings. And you know, that's I think that's my life revolves around that, John, probably more than anything else. I mean, music is a big part of my life, but recovery and fellowship of recovery and friends I have in the recovery world, I guess. You know, so, yeah, it means a lot to me. It's a big blessing and very, very thankful that God introduced me to this fellowship. Music side of things and how I got into that and coupled with recovery and, you know, just to kind of let you know that I'd played music for years before and traveled some but drugs took a lot of things away. And anyway, it was clean a couple of years actually before I started back playing again. And over the last, I don't know, 20 years, time flies, I guess, we've had several bands and so forth, but always try to do a lot of stuff in recovery, for recovery and around recovery. Because I think a lot of us that are in the music business share that common theme that, you know, recovery or music and sometimes the bad side of that, the drug world happens. But I think music brings so much wonderful stuff back to everybody that combining those two are always a great thing.
I think you're right, George. A lot of people can be helped, especially through the music end of this, and being able to share through their music. Have you found over the years that that's been a benefit for you?
Huge benefit. You know, I think music is, is the universal language, for lack of a better way to put it, I guess, of the soul. And I don't know many people that, you know, do not relate to music in some way. You know, and most memories you have seem to be tied to some song or some kind of music and brings out so much emotion. And so I think in recovery to be able to begin to experience that again. I know, you know, in active addiction, you know, you get to a place that there is no good or bad feelings anymore. It's just kind of a numb existence on this planet. And I know for myself, I didn't even listen to music, you know, the last 2 or 3 years of using. And so I think as you go along and you get in recovery, you get clean, and you know, to be able to go back and enjoy that and share that, you know, music does a lot. You know, music speaks a lot of times where words stop.
You know, one of the things that I loved in your bio is it says, my belief is that music is the truth. And then it goes on to say, no additives or preservatives.
Yeah, you know, that's real true. I mean, you know, good or all kinds of music, I don't think it really matters. But, you know, you can't, it's hard to manipulate music. You know, I mean, you play a note and it just, it's the note you play, right? And And so, you know, it kind of presents itself, and some people like what you do and some people don't like what you do. It doesn't matter how good you are. You know, you may play some songs or something that somebody says, hey, I don't like country or I don't like rock and roll. But at the end of the day, you know, what you play is what you play. You know, if you play an A major chord, then you just played an A major chord. There's not a lot. There's not a way to say that that wasn't really an A major chord. It was. And so I think that's one of the wonderful things about music, and one of the great things that ties it to the central theme of recovery, you know, which is to be honest and be who you are and get back to what you really believe in, and you know, kind of where God wanted us to be, at this kind of peaceful place. And I think music is that kind of raw thing that happens that is real similar to recovery.
Let me ask you what I was trying to ask you earlier. It's real important for especially newcomers to hear this, because I have found that when the chips are down and everything's going wrong and, you know, you think things are bad, you reach out to your recovery community, your support network. And have you found over the many years that you've been around that that's worked for you and has really given you hope and being able to get you through the trials and tribulations?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I tried to get this program for a couple of years by maybe attending a few meetings here and there, and I guess a social sort of, I don't even know what you would call it, but dropping in a few meetings as I could and that kind of stuff. And it never worked for me until, you know, the fellowship became a way of life. I mean, I, you know, went to 2-3 meetings a day for 2 or 3 years even. And still today, I mean, I'm in 4 meetings a week if I can. If I'm traveling, I go to a meeting first thing. And so I have friends and a fellowship, you know, around the world, literally. You know, my sponsor's in Orlando, Florida. And, you know, so anywhere I travel, I go to a meeting in New Orleans, and you'll see people I've seen for the last 20 years. And so when something's going on in my life, to realize I can reach out to literally thousands of people that understand kind of where I'm coming from. I mean, there's no way really to hardly even to put that into words. I mean, if you've not felt that, you know, and you're new, or maybe you've been around and you never felt it, you know, and you're in and out. But when you really truly get a grip of that and the magnitude of that, that you can drop into any town and have that fellowship, I mean, that's something that, I mean, whether you're in recovery or not, that's a great blessing. So, yeah, I mean, this there's no doubt about it that the fellowship and the people in this fellowship has saved my life many, many times over, you know, in the 28 years I've been here, you know, not just getting clean, but after being clean through many, many, many things. You know, life shows up. Stay clean for 28 years, you go through some things. And, you know, so the fact that you know, the people are here and the people support you, yeah, it saves your life, absolutely.
George, great message. In closing, we got about 3 minutes left. I want to thank you for all you've done for Rockers in Recovery and being a part of, you know, the different festivals and just supporting what we do. You and the Chillbillies are great people. We're looking forward to seeing you and Davis and Don and Larry coming on down February 11th for the festival. And again, we thank you for your support. You're all great guys. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, John, we appreciate you. You know, we really do. And I know, you know, all the guys in the Chillbillies, and some of those guys are not in recovery, you know, and that's how this thing kind of works. They are so moved by what you do, John, and my recovery. I've been around Don Taylor. You know, Don played with Leonard Skinner Band, and, you know, I played with Don periodically through that and before that. And Don and I have been around each other playing for 30 years. So, you know, Don feels so moved by my recovery and the people in my life in recovery. He comes and does these festivals. He's not in recovery. So, you know, John, we're moved by what you do, and we are beyond blessed to get to be a part of this. And, you know, if one person leaves one of these festivals and says, hey, you know, I don't want to use it anymore, and stays clean, you know, that's all we could ever hope for. That makes one festival worth doing if that happens, you know?
Absolutely. Listen, you know, the good news is, it's like last year, you know, four people came in and they went to treatment right then and there. And, you know, when we first, you know, out on the West Coast, we had four people from the DNR Theater go right to treatment from there. So, you know, that's part of what this is all about, man. If you're seeking treatment and you want to come to the festival, you want to come to the meet and greet, and you want to go to treatment, well, I don't care if you have money, you don't have money, you're getting a bed somewhere and I'll make it happen. And that's the way that, you know, we work. You know, God works things out, man. It's an amazing thing. And there's lots of people out there that want to help and want to give, you know, give support that way too. So I want to thank you again for being on the show. Sorry for the rough start, but we've got it done. That's what all that matters.
That's right. Thank you, John.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon, and I look forward to, hey, listen, the next time I head up your way, which might be in a couple of weeks, we'll have to shoot some videos and do some live streams on Facebook.
Sounds good to me, John. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. Tell everybody I said hello.
God bless.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in tonight. This is John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery Radio. We are a media company dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery education. We do that through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober communities. You can reach out to us by going to rockersandrecovery.com. You can click on the About page and the Contact page and reach out to us and find out more about us. Thank you again. You can also go there and click on the Listen Live button, the Rockers in Recovery Listen Live 24-hour a day, 7-day a week. Radio streamer is playing for your convenience. Lots of information on that radio station. It's on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thanks for listening to the podcast tonight, and we're going to be tuning out. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can be hard, like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming, and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.